This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome into Auto Talk Radio on this wonderful Saturday morning. We appreciate you joining us. You know, it feels like in the Caribbean outside.
Yeah, it's very muggy.
It's high humidity, humidity. It's going to be 91 degrees today.
I thought I was living in California, not Florida.
Matter of fact, between today and yesterday, working on Kearney Mesa location, the AC died on the building.
No.
It has nothing to do with cars. Yeah. Oh. My manager is very upset. He said it's very hot in here.
No.
I said open the door.
That's the best you could do at that point.
There's not much you can do right now. No, I caught our AC guy stopped by and he said, you need to get a hold of the building owners of this property. This unit is from 1986. Oof. It's past its lifespan and it needs to be replaced. That's it. No more.
So I'm guessing you're in contact with the building owners right now.
I sent them a message. They need to get back to me.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, I'm going to send my sweaty employees over there to use their AC.
And that's the last thing you want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel bad for the guys when it's... And it always happens like yesterday and this week. It's super hot, right? It's going to be super warm.
It's supposed to be warm until Monday, too. So it's supposed to be
Nobody's working over the weekend, so that doesn't matter.
I know
nobody's
that, but Monday's still going to be hot, so they're going to still be sweaty and unbearable.
I said go to Home Depot and get some fans.
That's what I told them. That's all we can do right now, yeah.
What else are you going to do, you know? Yeah. So it is what it is. We'll do what we can. Mm-hmm. And try to stay cool, and we'll get it straightened up one way or another for sure. Mm. So one of those things you got to deal with when it gets hot. So hopefully you've had your AC checked out on your car before this week, because I actually was looking at the thing. It's supposed to be hot through it. 88 is the lowest high temp through next Friday.
Yeah. When the National Weather Service does an excessive heat warning, it's supposed to be anything above 90. Because they find people find that unbearable.
I don't care. 88 with no AC and the windows don't open. It's going to be multiply hot.
No, it's very true. And I believe last week's show was about ACs. Is that correct? So
yeah, I don't know. We talk about cars every week.
Exactly.
Something.
Yeah, it's true.
Something. But, yeah, last week we were talking about AC and how hopefully you got it checked out.
Yeah, the importance of all the components that come about with ACs is
talk about the cool air rebate program where they're there to help you.
I remember
you got to qualify financially, but
I don't know
if you do.
I know I remember that because you told me you better get busy on making some children there, Brendan, in order to qualify for my salary that I had.
Yeah, that's right. But the point to that is if you have an R134 system that's leaking Freon and you qualify financially, you can be part of the program. And they pay up to $1,500 towards authorized repairs on the AC system. So good stuff always.
Absolutely.
Yep. So, if you're having problems like that, all of the West Automotive Group locations are part of the Cool Air Rebate Program, so we can help you out if you're having those issues, for sure. You do need to qualify. You can just go to coolairrebate.com. I think actually it's coolairrebate.com. Or what I would do is just Google it, because it's really easy, and it pops up, and it's coolairrebate.org. Sorry, that's what it is, but it does pop up. And save up to 90% on vehicle AC repair with Cool Air Rebate. See if you pre-qualify. Look at that, Brendan. You can jump right on there and see if you pre-qualify. So all good stuff. Okay, folks. This morning, actually, we're talking about maintenance on your vehicle, mainly the timing belt replacement and that. But we're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. As we worked through this morning and talking about everything automotive related as far as that goes. Oh, there's so many. So many things. I was just looking that there's for something that we have big coming up in the automotive industry for the smog machines. They're not supporting Windows 10 anymore after October 2025. So all bar OIS and systems need to be updated for smog check to Windows 11 by then. So anyway, yeah, gonna have to replace both computers as far as that goes. All good stuff. Yeah, I need to keep that in my mind because those need to be up and running without question. Well, and then of course you got to replace all the other computers because a lot of these are not upgradable to Windows 11, unfortunately. So things we all struggle with in our life, whether you're in the automotive field or not, are these types of scenarios. So like I said, we're talking about timing belts today. Should you replace your timing belt? What mileage? When? Why? A lot of vehicles these days, we don't have as many timing belts as we used to. We had a lot of vehicles back in the 90s, 2000s timing belt. We still have vehicles that have timing belts. These days, a lot of vehicles have changed back to chain drive, even with the overhead cam and all that stuff. And in that case, there's no maintenance or repair that needs to be done until there is a concern, such as guides wearing out, tensioners, etc., something like that. I believe they changed back to they didn't want to talk on the radio, Brendan?
They wanted to know car shows, which I told them I would announce soon.
Okay,
and,
cool.
They're having some phone issues too. So
oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
That, very cool. So you were helping them with their phone issues?
Sort of. I was asking if they can, according to them, they said their speaker phone's the only way to talk, and they're in a very busy area, unfortunately, It's kind of hard to hear.
It's very hard to hear, yes. Yeah, sometimes that happens with your phone.
But luckily, no questions, just wanted to listen to the show. So.
Okay, well, while you're on the phone, we finished up with AC, and we started talking about timing belts and timing chains.
Yes.
And a lot of cars switch back to timing chains with the way they handle variable valve timing, so which is part of what we do now a lot on engines is changing the valve timing, etc.
I know a lot of Ford, Honda, and Subarus off the top of my head, they use timing belts quite often in a lot of their cars, especially the newer models too.
Subarus, yes. Honda's gone a lot back more to chain as far as
really, because I'm thinking of the Honda V6s. Personally,
the newer ones.
I could have sworn. All right, let me look this up. Yeah, I could have sworn I heard that Honda V6s had timing.
Of them did. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Timing belts. I'm sorry. I got that confused. Not timing chains. Timing belts.
Correct. My point is that that wasn't your fault, because what I said is timing belts are used less now than they were.
Right.
So are there engines with timing belts still? Absolutely, question. So. And in maintaining those, the belt and the tensioners and idlers and all that must be replaced at a mileage. Most vehicles are anywhere from 90 to 105,000 is when they recommend it.
Yes.
Or 8 years usually, because the belt wears out over time, heat, stretch, etc. There are some vehicles out there, they used to recommend it 60,000 miles for a timing belt. Mm-hmm. But what were you going to say?
I was just going to say my Nissan Rogue. The Serpentine belt. Oh, no. It was the Elantra. The Serpentine belt had to get
that's
replaced.
Not a timing belt, though.
No. It's a Serpentine belt.
Correct. That runs like the air conditioner, alternator, power steering, if it has it, that kind of stuff.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So I
important.
I was going to compliment your store and say, like, you guys had it reminded me to get a replace for the Elantra since it hit above the 90,000 mark.
There. And what year is that Elantra?
It's a 2018.
Yeah. So that's probably a chain motor, too. It doesn't have a timing belt.
Okay.
It probably. I don't know. You said it's a 2018?
2018 Hyundai Elantra. And I want to say, I don't know if it matters in terms of the model specifically of the Hyundai Elantra.
Uh-huh. But, I doubt it.
I doubt it too, but just in case.
Yeah, the 2018 Hyundai Elantra has a timing chain, not a timing belt.
Gotcha. And it's an SEL, if that helps too. But
gotcha. It doesn't matter. It's the same motor.
Okay.
Though all those are trim packages, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. I was just wondering. And maybe there's some slight changes, but according, I agree with what you're saying. It's mostly going to be in trims, mostly, and correct, nothing else.
Yeah. So. Yep. Sometimes it's a, yeah, well, trims, and that includes sport rims, sports packages, you know, things like that added on, mm-hmm, brake packages, you know. Yeah, the Elantra uses a timing chain, not a timing belt. Timing chains, and this is a good statement, timing chains are designed to be more durable, longer lasting than timing belts, generally don't require replacement or regular intervals like belts do. Very true. Very true. Timing belts are typically made of a rubber or nitrile type substance, which is correct. While timing chains are generally more reliable, they can still fail. That's true. Tensioners, idlers, guides tend to fail on them. It can cause significant damage if a timing chain fails. Same thing with a timing belt if it's an interference motor, because if the belt breaks, you can often bend valves, I should say. That does happen if you lose that. Let's see. Yeah, even the V6 is in the GM V6 is a timing chain now. So you have to check each engine. All of our software, when we're servicing your vehicle, we know whether it has a timing belt or timing chain. So therefore, if it does have a timing belt, recommended intervals are important as far as replacing it to keep your vehicle from failing, as far as that goes, and having an issue. Because nobody wants, when you break a timing belt or a timing belt jumps, you usually stop working and you end up on the side of the road.
And that is, again, one expensive repair too.
Oh, it can be, especially if it's an interference motor and it comes out of time and it bends valves.
That's true.
In doing so, then you went from a maintenance problem to a major problem is basically what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to stay on top of those. So we'll be talking about that a little bit. But like I said, we're willing to talk about anything automotive related. Just give us a shout, 1-888-344-1170, and we'll get to talking about anything great as far as that goes, automotive related, that is, as far as that goes. Anything going on with any of your vehicles this week?
Nothing going on with my vehicles per se. It's been a really good week with I drove up to Anaheim for a certain amusement park up there.
Did you drive the Elantra, or you drive your Nissan?
The Nissan Rogue, and it worked like a champ. Everything was good. Mm-hmm. No complaints to be made. The traffic is still horrible up in LA, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not your car's fault.
No, I know, on that one. Yeah, I still can't stand LA traffic and LA drivers, for that matter. And I those who are listening in LA, I do apologize, but yeah, your infrastructure and your traffic and other people that are driving in the road, maybe not you, but some other people, yeah, it's the decisions that are made up there are just kind of wonky, to say the least. Otherwise, did you get to talk to Dave Stahl this week, by the way?
No, he emailed me, but he did. I didn't talk to him.
Because he went to a different car company than usual.
What'd he do?
He went to a press conference for the company VinFast. Yeah, and that was quite interesting. I wasn't expecting him to talk about those kind of cars in so long. So
what is that?
VinFast. They're the EV company from, I want to say it's Korea.
Oh, I know who you're. Okay. Yeah.
He was like, he was very skeptical about the vehicles in the first place. Mm-hmm. But I'll talk to him tomorrow to officially see what he's. Oh, by the way, it's a Vietnamese automaker.
I was going
to
say, yeah. I
couldn't remember which country it was over there, but. Nevertheless, they had a press conference this week and introducing some new vehicles. So I believe he did get to test drive some, and he'll be putting out reviews for it soon. But I was quite interested in it more than he was, for sure, because, again, this is a brand new car company entirely coming to America.
Yeah, it's called VinFast. The Vietnamese electric vehicle manufacturer is facing significant controversy related to vehicle safety, quality, and marketing. Whoa!
Yeah. So
reports of flawed safety systems, poor build quality, and misleading advertising have led to investigators' lawsuits and reputational damage. What is all that about?
I'm assuming, again, the fact that we don't do... So we're very strict on ICE vehicles. That's why you don't see a lot of Indian Indian companies, because their smog over there in that country is just horrendous.
Yeah.
And so we're much stricter on their qualifications to get sold here in America. But when I asked you, what about EV companies? They're like, nope, all EV companies can come over here. There's no restrictions on them, and they can be
emissions-wise.
Emissions-wise.
Not safety-wise. Now, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has rules for everything that doesn't have to do only with emissions. So, and mainly safety, a crash, things that have to happen, crash testability, items like that, et cetera.
Well, somehow they're passing through to get into the American market right now. So even with its messed up safety issues that's going on right now over there.
So are they actually selling these in the U.S. right now?
Yeah, there's actually a car dealer.
They look nice. That doesn't mean they drive good.
There's literally a car dealership off Balboa Avenue.
Oh, there is.
Them too. Yeah. I'm trying to see where specifically. If I had to guess, it's in...
Their range is 256 miles. Looks like 402 horsepower, 0 to 60 in 5.5 seconds, 87.7 kilowatt hour usable battery.
They're next to Montgomery Airport.
Oh, it's funny. On their website, it says safety without compromise. Every VinFast SUV is built to protect by including a full range of safety features and smart design, like head-up display to keep your eyes on the road. And that's old technology. And a high-end digital security system to alert emergency services when in an accident.
Remember, it's bloated advertising, so keep that in mind.
That comes with 11 airbags. Most cars do.
Yeah.
Interesting.
By the way, there's a brake and gas pedal. Whoa.
How many different models are there?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. Especially, I don't know how many specifically are being sold here in America, too.
Yeah, this is called all-electric VF8. Two-row eSUV, starting at $39,900. So they ain't super cheap.
No. And again, they're only selling the electric vehicles.
Oh, they sell the VF Dragonfly electric bike, too.
They're not selling any of their ICEs, as far as I know.
Oh, they have ICEs also?
They have three different kind of
ICEs. Oh, models. There's a VF6, a VF7, a VF8, a VF9. All of them are SUVs.
Okay.
So the little one, VF6, is a 5-passenger. VF7 is also a 5-passenger.
They also have a Minio Green.
They're all five passenger except for the VF9, which is a 7-passenger.
Gotcha. Yeah, they have a Minio Green, which is a mini SUV, specifically designed for ride-hailing services. And they also have a Limo Green, or Limo Green, I think is how you pronounce, which is an upcoming MPV. That's also designed for ride hailing services. So specifically, what's that car company that you don't even have to be in the car and they'll just drive you around with no driver in the front seat? I'm trying to remember the name of that.
There was a ton of those at I was in Phoenix for a conference.
Exactly, I was in Phoenix and I saw those too. Yeah, but I can't remember the name.
Don't step out in front of one and hope it's gonna stop though. Holy smokes! And they're circling around the airport. It's crazy. Like watching them, you're like,
I've seen. Yes.
Ooh, that's some dangerous stuff going on right there. I don't know. It looks like only the VF8 and VF9 are available. But anyway, so you said Dave was driving one of these?
I believe he is. I know for sure he went to a press conference for them this week. So you could definitely expect a review from him coming up soon. And I'll be quite interested to see. Because, again, we're in such a competitive market and for EVs. And, again, with how the EV mandate currently is so up in the air, I'm still surprised on why car companies are still trying to market to that area, especially with the federal government saying, no, it's no longer a mandate situation. I bet a lot of these EV companies are banking on the fact that Newsom and his administration are suing, and they're going to hope that it goes all the way to the federal court there. So But we'll wait and see. It's going to be interesting to see that. By the way, I'm thinking of a company called Waymo. W-A-Y-M-O is the name of the company, Waymo, where there's no driver at all.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one that's running around Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think they're also in Texas in certain cities, too, if I heard correctly. Yep, here it is. They're saying that they're in Silicon Valley, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Phoenix. They also have permission just recently, yesterday, that New York City has given them the green light to drive around in there. Oh, boy. That worst city to drive in, New York City.
Yeah, it's all good until somebody steps off the curb and gets wackadoodled by one. You know, and then it's a problem as far as that goes.
Yeah. Well, if you want, I have a lot of car shows and, of course, a lot of car news, too, to boot with that. There's a lot of car recalls, but also we can talk about timing belts and all that stuff if you want to take our first commercial break right now. If you
Yeah, we'll take one here in just a second.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Mass-produced cars in the 2020s that still use timing belts. A Honda 2.4 liter, Toyota 3.5 liter, 2.5 liter Ford, 2.5 liter, oh, Honda, oh, Toyota 3.5 liter V6 and 2.5 liter, and then the Ford V6 and V8.
Still, it's a
Most of V8s don't use timing belts on Ford. GM 5.3 liter, that doesn't use a timing belt. That's a weird statement.
But nevertheless, it still is a large amount of vehicle or units, at least, that still use timing belts, in especially the newer models, too. So at least more than I expected, that's for sure.
Exactly. The V6 Honda, of course, Odyssey and Pilot. Just piloting away. The Subarus have timing belts. Those are big. So
I miss my Pilot.
Do you?
Yeah. It got totaled because of some street racers.
A street racer totaled it. It was parked on the side of the road.
No, my mom was driving on the interstate and unfortunately got hit. And
is she okay?
Yeah, she was fine. The only damages she got some pretty bad burns from the airbag trying to get her out. But she was completely fine for sure. I know that. And insurance took care of everything. And now we have a CRV instead of the Pilot. So, but that Pilot was a very, very nice vehicle.
Yeah, they're heavy, good little vehicles. So too bad it got totaled. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about whether your car's got a timing belt or not. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We will be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. As the announcer said, 1-888-344-1170. Brendan's over there patiently awaiting your phone calls, aren't you?
I am. I always look forward to the phone calls.
I'm really happy you didn't break your mic stand yet today.
I am glad, too. I'm glad.
I'm glad for you, too.
Thank you.
I hate seeing you scramble around to try to put it back together over there.
No technical difficulties today.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Right. Oh, great. I just said that. Now I got to go knock on some wood. Hold on.
Yeah, you better hurry up. All right, folks. I'm going to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there in North County for well over 32 years now. Actually, 33 years now as of August, which is almost done. So, yeah, North County Inland up there. Been there for a while. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved. Taking care of folks out there in East County for over 12 years now. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue right there in Central San Diego. AAA approved and smog certified. Taking care of folks there for over 8 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall. AAA approved, STAR certified, taking care of folks right there in the Golden Triangle. for over 6 years now. And, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway. AAA approved up there in North County Coastal. You can see the ocean from the parking lot. Taking care of folks there for over 2 years. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy. That is, we never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired. Find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. And just ask one of my managers or service consultants helping you out, and they'll get you all taken care of. You can get that card and take advantage of 6 months without interest, anything you need done on your vehicle, service and repair-wise. The West Automotive Group also, you can take care of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis, drivability diagnosis, cooling, whatever needs to be diagnosed on your car. The best money ever spent is on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle. We'll surely prevent unwanted parts replacement along the way, and saves you thousands and thousands of dollars as far as that goes over a lifetime. We all too often see cars that come in with parts that have been thrown at them and the problem not resolved. So, and what happens with that is you're just ending up with a lot of money spent and no resolve. So get your vehicle into us. Let's get it diagnosed properly. We'll get you repaired and back on the road. Most repairs are a single point. We do get some that are fun. Oh, speaking of that, real quick, I'll finish up here and then remind me, Brendan, I got a story of a car to tell you.
Okay.
We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, always there to help you, and rental vehicles available at locations near us. Follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram, and we'll send out all the tips and tweets. You can follow us by going to westautomotivegroup.com and click on any of them and follow. You can also click on the Automan segments, where I'm the Automan for the CW Fox 5 News, or Auto Talk Radio, which posted there after we're done as podcast. If you want to pick up the podcast on the go, though, you can get them from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in. Just go to 1170 AM San Diego and go to weekend shows and boink, download, right?
That's right.
That's where it's at. Mm-hmm. So all good stuff as far as that goes. Car-wise, I want to talk about, so we have a late model Toyota Sienna that came in, mm-hmm. and I was looking and I was like, what happened to this thing? So supposedly, this is a great story. This is what not to do with your car. Supposedly, we're speaking to the wife, but the husband and his brother took the kids camping. They had a bunch of food in the car.
Oh no!
They left the windows open. Squirrels attacked the inside of the car. You should see the inside of this car. It's crazy. I'm not kidding you. Like, this thing got chewed up like crazy. They got in the dash, destroyed the wiring harness and all that. It's a $15,000 repair.
Wow.
Well, it had to take hold. That whole sub harnesses and everything had to be replaced because it chewed through so many wires. You can't start fixing those harnesses. If you do, you'll continually have problems.
Yeah.
So you got to replace the whole harness. The whole dash had to come out of the car. Several sub harnesses had to be replaced. Seat belts had to be replaced. It chewed holes in seat belts and everything else. It's crazy. It chewed the dash cover.
$15,000.
Yeah, I think it's $18,000 the total thing was.
Wow.
It's crazy. Those squirrels, I guess the kids were like, hey, there's squirrels in the car, and there's a whole family of squirrels in there going crazy. Squirrels can be angry.
Yeah, they sure can. Yeah,
they destroyed the car.
I could speak from experience.
Don't leave your window down with food in your car is the moral to the story.
I remember going on a picnic with my family, and then a whole crowd of squirrels surrounded our picnic blanket while we were still eating. And so we literally were running to our car, and the squirrels were literally chasing us. This was
you got chased by a squirrel?
We got chased by a whole group of squirrels.
Just give one a good kick. Twack.
I really wanted to. I was too scared. I was 7 or 6 when it was happening, so...
not scary, but the animals that been my dad was with me. We were in Vietnam. Actually, I think we were in Cambodia when this happened, and we were visiting all the temples, and I'd take my dad with me to Vietnam and Cambodia because of he was in the Vietnam War, so he wanted to go and see what it was like now. So we did Vietnam and Cambodia are super beautiful. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but coming out of the temple, there's all these signs that don't feed the monkeys. But they're angry. They're angry monkeys, man. And they holler at you and they'll run and they try to grab things from you and stuff. They're very very forward monkeys.
I definitely have seen videos like
that. That's worse than a squirrel, I'm telling you now, because those things will bite you. So are a squirrel. But
and they're bigger, too.
They're way bigger. And they got hands and claws and stuff. So anyway, moving on. Enough about the monkeys. Yeah. So,
if I can I read some car shows that are going on today?
Absolutely. It's time for that for sure.
All right. So we have the 2025 Dana Point Classic Car Show. This is in support of the Dana Point Chamber of Commerce. That is going to be starting tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. up at Del Prado Avenue in Dana Point. So we'll go ahead and check that out. We also have over in Oceanside, it's South Oceanside Elementary's 11th annual car show, obviously raising money for the elementary school and some of their events that they are going to be having for this year. That is going to be from today, and that is going to be 8 a.m. to, excuse me, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. So go ahead and get up to Oceanside in support of that if you're near there. We also have over in Rancho San Diego, the Broken Yokes for Car Show, folks. That will be from today from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's going to be at the Broken Yoke at 2963 Hamishaw Road in El Cajon, California, 92019. That is going to be for Cruising for Causes. If I remember correctly, once again, they are raising... Oh, no, no. This time it's for autism, I believe. Mm. They're raising money for... You can head out over there. Last but not least, we have the All-American Car Show by Mopar Club of San Diego. That'll be today from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Seaport Village, Embarcadero, right? Mm-hmm. That's how you pronounce it? Embarcadero North?
The Embarcadero North.
That's right. That is, again, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. The show benefits San Diego's active duty military and families via the STEP program, which is Support the Enlisted Project, and Fleet Week San Diego. So
nice.
All good causes, all great car shows for today and tomorrow. A lot of opportunity for you guys to go and see all those cool car shows. So very, very cool stuff in my opinion.
Yeah, at least your car didn't get eaten by a squirrel.
And that too. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Squirrels are not allowed at the car shows.
On the bright side, you will have very funny stories to tell for generations to come. But,
well, I won't. It wasn't my car. I wouldn't find it funny. But then again, I don't leave windows down with a bunch of nuts on the dash.
And how many families have ever had that kind of story? Oh, families tore apart or a family of squirrels tore apart my car. Exactly.
No, but I've seen some critters do some damage to a car.
Oh, yes.
Rats are another one that can just destroy under the hood of a car in a dash.
That's for sure.
But usually want to avoid those too. Don't want those bad boys anywhere in your home or car.
So are you ready for some very quickly some car news?
Quickly? Yeah, let's do some recall stuff.
Oh, you want to do recall good. First?
No, okay, you can do whichever.
Oh, okay, I'll start with the car news because I have that up on my screen right now. The Jeep Cherokee is in the news twice this week. Mm-hmm. The Cherokee is going to get a hybrid powertrain and grow in size while having the price still stay affordable. The hybrid
truck's not affordable.
they're saying it is because...
How much is it?
The hybrid-only SUV will start at a base price of $36,995.
And which model Jeep is this?
This is the Jeep Cherokee.
Oh, okay. Must be the base, not the Grand Cherokee.
Yeah.
And boy, then, that thing's like $90,000 or something.
True, yeah. And then the top trim for the Jeep Cherokee is going to be around $46,000, specifically $45,995. So,
gotcha.
I get to look forward to that for the next year. The other thing, Subaru Outbacks are going to have a price hike next year of $5,000 more.
Why?
It says here that, it doesn't, I thought it would tell me. It just said that they announced that the 2026 Outback lineup is going to be having a $5,030 increase in the starting price for the model, mainly because the previous base model is no more. The 2026 Outback model will have a $36,445 for the entry premium trim, while the top trim will go to $49,445.
Okay.
So this will be beginning in the 2026 lineup.
Just selling cars, crazy.
Yeah. Infiniti Q50 sports sedan is bringing back a manual gearbox. We rarely see those anymore because not a lot of people like manual very much. I know Dave Saul is a huge
well, it depends. You have to be a manual lover. Yes. The biggest problem is a lot of people can't drive a manual because they were never taught.
Exactly. Yeah, people gotten lazy over the years, what can I say?
Lazy.
Yeah. And two other news very quickly. There has been a delay on the tariff reductions for cars and car parts between the U.S. and the EU. That is pushing back a 15% tariff on those parts. The agreement will see automobiles and other imports taxed at 15% instead of 27.5% tariffs. This was supposed to start back on August 1st. The delays for the reduction are still yet to have come, but we'll see when that happens. And last but not least, Amazon is now officially selling used and certified pre-owned cars. But keep in mind that this is coming from rental companies. So Hertz, what's some other ones all the time? Enterprise, that sort of stuff. Those dealerships are sending their pre-owned and used vehicles to Amazon. And as we know, a lot of people who rent their cars usually drive it like they don't own it, basically.
Yeah.
They tear those cars up like crazy. And whenever you have to fix something, it's definitely prior to when the auto manufacturer says, yeah, you can replace the parts at this time. So keep that in mind when you look at the history of these cars when you're going to buy them online too. So,
well, and there's so many manufacturers go through so many recalls these days because of everything electronic and all that.
It's true. And I hate to say the T word is in the recall news, but I don't see him. Oh, no, wait. No, that's just an update, an OTA update. Sorry.
So actually this week, the Tyrannosaurus Rex doesn't have any recalls on it?
Yeah, exactly. It just says that they addressed a 1.8 million vehicle hood latch recall with an OTA update is what they said for this week. This week in terms of recalls, Range Rover, Ford, and Nissan, over 300,000 vehicles were recalled this week for those three companies.
Wow.
Yeah. This is issued. Range Rover's recalled for potentially damaged suspension knuckles. These are for 2014 to 2017 Range Rover and Range Rover Sport vehicles. The suspension knuckles can crack. Of what they said.
What year are those?
2014 to 2017.
Okay, cool.
Land Rover Range Rovers.
Whew. Oh.
Yeah.
The Range Rover.
Yep. The Ford F-150s, specifically 2023 through 2025, have been recalled for a faulty bolt. This may
just
have,
one. That's one
right.
Bolt.
Just one bolt. This is your rear axle hub bolt. And it could be fatigue and brake.
Yeah, we don't want your rear axle falling out.
Mm-hmm. The affected vehicles are equipped with the trailer tow max duty package and a 9.75-inch heavy-duty axle with a 3/4 float axle design. A broken hub bolt may cause damage to the axle hub splines, and that can cause the vehicle to roll away.
There you go.
Lincoln Concierge, I believe is how you pronounce it, Concierge.
Concierge,
thank you. 2022, they have faulty rearview cameras. I'm seeing that a lot more often, the faulty
rearview. That happens. That's a safety piece of equipment, so it's important that they do a recall on it when it happens, because absolutely, if it's not working and a small child gets run over, it will be bad.
Ford Mustangs, Mustang Mach-Es, and Lincoln Nautilus for 2025s have been all recalled due to their headlights may fail. The LED driver modules in the affected vehicles may contain a burnt diode.
Well, you could keep going all day with these, I guarantee you, because there's a list of them.
Yeah. Nissan Frontiers got recalled for software error. Oh, that's the last one, is the Nissan got recalled. Nissan Frontiers, the 2025, have a software logic error, too.
Well, there you go.
All your recalls for the week.
There you go. Some other automotive news. Be on the lookout. ASE, which is Automotive Service Excellence, which certifies technicians, in conjunction with different folks is an independent industry partners has produced a series of web and television commercials to highlight the value of ASE certified professionals provided to provide the motor public why drivers should ask to see their technicians' credentials. Absolutely.
Fantastic. It's about time. Yes.
You know what I believe is I and we talked about this. I believe that you shouldn't be able to work on just you should be have to get certified to work on cars. So you pass your ASE test and not that that's the wherewithal because I've met some amazing technicians that weren't certified, but it would just go a long way to show the public that you actually care. That's why I require our guys to get ASE certified and master certified.
They really have
revolutionized. And I'm a master certified technician, so.
Yeah, they've really revolutionized the auto repair industry, honestly, immensely.
Yep, and ASE has come out as the independent certification for a long time. They've been that way, so that's what we all do. We go get certified and... Then we're actually you can say, hey, this is my commitment to the industry as far as a technical. Well, seriously,
no,
and to your clients and consumers, you know, as far as that goes, very important stuff.
Absolutely, right. I and I'm glad the auto repair industry is a very bright future still ahead. I agree with you about right now, because of the federal mandate saying, no, we don't need the EV parts. And even then, everyone's going to need their vehicle fixed anyways, and everyone's still not going to buy an EV by then. They're still going to buy.
Everyone does. And I did a bunch of research recently, and even with EVs, 70% of the maintenance that is done, different kinds of maintenance, have to be done on an EV also. 70% that's done on ICEs,
right,
crosses over. So coolant, brakes, alignment, there's filters, it goes on and on and on, right? So all of those issues are need to be serviced. So it's not like buying an EV, like you don't have to do anything with the car. There is still plenty that needs to be done.
Absolutely.
So as far as that goes, sorry, I was reading something real quick.
No, you're good.
but yeah, there's, you know, as far as that goes, they will, you know, and especially, EVs have even more ADAS stuff on them, which is the collision prevention, self-driving, all that stuff has to be calibrated, taken care of, diagnosed, and all that. Funny story. Had a guy. People sometimes amaze me, but it is what it is. There was a guy with a Tesla that called in to the Miramar store because we I'm sorry I said the word, I know, but we do work on those. And he had a problem and needed diagnosed, and they over the phone they told him, hey, you know what, this is what we'd start with. And he was like, that's too much what? So you know what's hard to believe that you think it's too much when you consider that what we the charge was just. Look up what Tesla charges per hour if you take your vehicle to Tesla. It's anywhere from $280 to $305 an hour. As my employees explained to them, hey, look, there's equipment, time, diagnosis. You know, we learned all about these to do it. And we're $190 an hour. We're way cheaper than Tesla. So
yeah, this says here it ranges from $175 to $300 per hour.
Yep, for the I told you. Yeah. And if you do San Diego specifically, you'll find that it's in the upper twos to three. So as far as that goes, different areas obviously are different. You know, same thing with auto repair. If you go to Wyoming, in the middle of Wyoming, general auto repair shops are operating at $140 an hour. Mm-hmm. But it's all about the systems of economy. I mean, as far as here and things that costs are higher on everything here, therefore the labor rate's higher.
Right.
Most car dealers here are $250 plus an hour, somewhere in there. New car dealers, as far as that goes, in their service department. So, you know, they're running about $50-$60 bucks more an hour than we are in the independent world, as far as that goes. So anyway, just something to think about as far as that goes. But I guess my statement is, make sure you know what you're talking about with that's too much. It is. Well, go on over to Tesla. It'll be $600 bucks instead of $300 to diagnose your car.
Very true.
Yeah. So anyway, just one of those things. But it's not, the world's not getting any cheaper.
That's for sure.
And you're going to have to keep fixing your car. So, and you're better off to have a professional do it than have somebody that's not a professional, would be my statement as far as that goes. All right. I do want to remind folks also, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock nor any other battery at the West Automotive Group. And Interstate Batteries are the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment, and we'll get in and get you Interstate installed for you. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University Avenue. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. As far as that goes. And remember, folks, you can always call us 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. Or if you just want to email it in to me and have me talk about it, autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Any questions, concerns, etc., ideas for the show, things you'd like to hear us talk about, you can always email them to us too. So always happy to do that. Brendan, did we take two commercials already or no?
No, we have one more.
Oh, cheesy Pete.
But you can elongate it because we're only down to, like, I would say 5 minutes left if you want to just finish this, and then I could end the show with a longer commercial if you want.
Okay, let's do that. Right, we'll just keep talking instead of going back. I was going to say, did we do two commercials? We're having too much fun here talking about too much automotive stuff, which is all good. Yeah, so we were talking about timing belts today. The basis to the timing belt, if you have a timing belt on your vehicle, what is super important is to replace it at the manufacturer's recommended intervals, no matter what. So, and make sure to do the proper job. If it runs a water pump, do the water timing belt, water pump, tensioners, idlers, everything that goes along with it, and then you're good to go for another 100,000 usually, roughly. Like I said, there are some that are around 60,000, but most vehicles that have a timing belt require between 90 and 105,000 miles. So good stuff as far as that goes. All right, let's grab Alan real quick in Chula Vista. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How about yourself?
Hey, doing pretty good. My daughter sometime back had she bought a Chevy Captiva 2014.
Okay.
And It had a timing chain failure.
Ah.
I think that's a timing chain. And she didn't buy the warranty on the car when she bought it from CarMax. And it was quite an expensive job. It was an engine replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to mind, I was thinking about it this week, why did the older cars not have this kind of a problem? Because now they're saying you have to do service on the timing chain. And older cars, once that timing chain was replaced and the car was running fine, there was never a problem with the timing chain.
Well, a couple things. So now timing chains run, everything's overhead cam as far as that goes. So we have guides and tensioners and all these other things. Back in the day, they were push rod motors, which the cam was in the center of the motor typically, and ran by push rods, and that only timing chain ran from the crank to the cam. It was a very short two gear chain that, and the worst that happened to it is it would start to stretch and then the timing would be out just a little bit and the car would run crappy. Now that we have these long chains with guides and tensioners, all that, you break a tensioner, you can come really out of timing bad enough that if you have a interference motor, you can bend valves, things like that, and it becomes very expensive. Does that make sense?
Right, that does make sense.
So that there is no maintenance for them except for the fact that when the guides start to wear, if there starts to be noise, etc., that is the time to replace the chain and guides and tensioners. But typically, if you change the oil regularly, keep the car maintained, you're well up towards a couple hundred thousand miles before there's any concerns with guides or tensioners.
Okay. I guess my question was, we never found out from her mechanic what he thinks happened. Did it slip a tooth or was it just a stretch in the chain?
No, probably broke a guide, to be honest with you. It's probably what happened. That's usually what happens with them. It allows the chain to become very slack then, and then the cam comes out of timing.
Oh, wow. Understandable. Oh, geez. Okay.
Well, one of those things. Well, she got it all fixed up though, right?
Yeah, she did. It's all fine. She's back on the road. And it's been, you know, it's been a couple of years ago that happened.
Gotcha. Gotcha. But
I guess another question that brings to mind of all of us that know about cars is, have we taken a step backwards by making a situation like that? I guess it's required because of the engine design.
The timing chain's way better than the belt. And to be honest with you, these chains have allowed us to, the way they have them set up now, performance-wise, is amazing compared to what we used to have. So I wouldn't say it's a step backwards. I would just say it's more technologically advanced, and it's one of those things. Anytime you do that, you end up with some issues. So, all right, we're going to have to go. Hey, I appreciate your call, Alan. It's always great to hear from you. San Diego and everybody else out there, make sure and keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. And keep it safe this weekend and try to stay cool. Tune in next Saturday for Auto Talk Radio. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer, San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Have a wonderful weekend, folks.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.